Nzanga tukudize ekitibwa n'ettendo.
Era
nga tutuukiriza ekyo Mukama waffe Yesu kye yatugamba tayali
musanyufu.
Olunya olwa mwenda ayogera nti mubanga ne kitammwe mulala ku nsi kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu.
Naffe
tukkiriza nga gwe kitaawe emyoyo gyaffe
nga
Ibulaniya 12:9 bw'atunnyonnyola. Era tutegeera ddala nti n'okuweebwa kw'emibiri gyaffe
even of our bodies. You watch in our mother's womb. Like you tell us in Jeremiah chapter
1
verse
1.
That before we are in our mother's womb,
you
knew us. You know, you knew us and you know us, Lord. Now we thank you, King of Kings. We thank you, Father. Good moment you add us. Move on
and
understand and know you. Just as today. Tell us in Jeremiah 3:19. When we get back, we call you Father.
So
we never retire.
Which
is today the good Lord.
Don't retire
and call you our Father in heaven.
We
quite get back to our home country.
And
we give you glory and honor. On behalf of the Lord Jesus. He showed us the way to pass through
Rishon.
He told us in John 14, verses 6-7.
And
get back to you, accept the path through him.
That's
why we accept him, get born
of us.
And we thank the Lord Jesus.
You
gave us a good chance like that.
We
give glory to the Holy Spirit. You gave us to lead us already.
And
we are children of God. He's led us. He's taught us. Reminded us.
Give him
the glory and
the
thank him for the works he does up to today. Reaching the coming
of God.
Together with armies of Holy
Spirit.
Who are with us right now, Lord.
And
we ask them to move on
work.
Spread the gospel of the kingdom. And the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Through this journey of heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen.
Amen.
You
can sit down.
Yes, you have been you.
Praise Jesus so much.
We
move on with the brief summary of the journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. The journey of those who existed before us. Our journey, we existing now. The journey of those going to be coming. Christ Jesus, our Master. Reaching his second coming. But we know we've started much. And we are right in the rim above.
Heaven is the center.
Where we find the three heavens.
The
first created heaven. Where there is the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven, and still in this room above, where there is the second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, tower of all spiritual creations where they are brought from, still in the room above, there is the third heaven. The third heaven to be created. Where there is the garden of God and the throne of God.
Now
we're still winding up the summary in the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We've been
thinking
many things concerning of the city, the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. And we've been seeing preparations of this city. How God built it. And how he prepared it. And we reach to see the seven groups of angels. And their works.
Yes, we was going
praise to Jesus so much.
Let's see
the lifestyle of angels and the saints
in
this city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
And those
we last
saw,
lifestyle of angels and
the saints
in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The saints are not acceptable to come back on the world to serve,
to
come from heaven
in
this city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
But they are
accepted to move on in the third heaven,
to
go in the garden of God.
Still, we saw
that the holy angels,
they are
still in the service,
to
coming to serve us.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. That's where we realize the dead who claim to come back to the living. The dead and some of them are thought to be saints.
And
others went to hell.
But
the Satan and his fallen angels who appear as the dead who have come back to the living. And they come back to trouble this world. And others claim to be helping.
Yet
they throw people into destruction.
So it was
we understood that because of that,
we are
still in the city Jerusalem of heaven.
Today
we head on to see
Satan
and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We moved on to see
another heading.
Satan
and his fallen angels
from this
city, Jerusalem of heaven.
It's what we
had on to give light about it.
The
light of knowledge
which
is in the word of God.
Yes, he was even you.
Praise Jesus so much.
We head on
to see Satan
and
his fallen
angels right
from this city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
Yes, he was even you.
Praise Jesus so much.
We are going to move
on, watch and see many things.
But we are going to
briefly pass through them.
Because we'll
be still briefly covering what is in the city Jerusalem of heaven.
In
the first created heaven.
This time, as
we see Satan and his fallen angels,
right from the city Jerusalem.
Jerusalem of heaven.
We are going
to break it into three phases.
In
which we are to cover Satan and his fallen angels.
And
the first phase,
Satan known
as Lucifer, who was an anointed
cherubim,
and the fallen angels in the BC.
It's going to be
the first thing we're going to be covering.
See
what was there in the beginning.
The beginning
of Satan and his fallen angels.
It means that
this first part,
we are
seeing Satan known as Lucifer.
Satan the devil.
Satan the devil.
Who
is known as Lucifer?
Who
was known as Lucifer?
Who
was an anointed cherubim? And the fallen angels in the BC.
It means we shall
first see what happened.
Yes, before
the birth of Christ on
earth.
Satan and the fallen angels, what were they up to? How did they begin to dare become that?
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
the second part we shall be seeing.
The second
part we shall see concerning Satan and his fallen angels.
Satan in AD.
We shall see Satan in AD.
obuyinza ngabuwadde Jezebel.
As gifts authority to Jezebel.
Malayika yasooka okugwa.
The first fallen angel.
Era mu kaseera kano nga Satani yasibibwa.
And right now Satan is bound.
Oba omuntu ogukolebwa otyo okwanguyira.
Make the head like this to be quick, easy for you.
Satani asibibwa mu Edi.
That Satan is bound in Edi.
Obuyinza abuwa Jezebel malayika yasooka okugwa n'amwegattako.
Gives authority to Jezebel, the first fallen angel, to fall and join on him.
Kulemberamu bamalayika abaagwa abaasigalawo.
The remaining fallen angels.
Yes, you have given your
praise Jesus so much.
Ah, ngaba tukugambye nti akatundu akokubiri.
Like we told you the second part.
Obe ngeri yokubiri tugenda okulaba mu Satan.
For the second way we had to see Satan.
Tugambye nti Satan mu AD.
We said that Satan in AD.
Asibibwa.
Is bound.
Ate obuyinza n'abuwa Jezebel.
And the gifts of authority to Jezebel.
Malayika yasooka okugwa n'amwegattako.
The first fallen angel to fall and join on him.
Kulemberamu bamalayika abaagwa abaasigalawo abatasibibwa.
The remaining fallen angels were not
abatuukiriza emirimu gya Satan.
As they fulfill the works of Satan.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mpozi engeri eyokusatu.
Maybe the third part.
Era gye tugenda okulabika nga tumwongera okumulaba.
Seeing about him.
Satani asumulwa okuva mu bujjuvu obutakoma ku lunaku lw'omusango.
Satan is released from the bottomless pit on the day of judgment.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Satani asumulwa.
Satan is released. From the bottomless pit, on a day of judgment.
He
spends a little time on the earth. And judgment is carried out, is cast in the lake of fire with the rebellious.
So, these
three parts of prison shall pass through them.
He
explained of Satan and his fallen angels.
Yes, you have a zero.
Praise Jesus so much.
Maybe you're
going to briefly speak of
these
three parts together.
Yes, you have a zero.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda sooka tuyitemu okwo ku mutendera ogusooka.
We're going to first pass through the first part.
Wetugambye nti Satani omulimba w'ensi zonna.
Satan the devil.
Yali amanyiddwa nga Lucifer.
He who was known as Lucifer.
Era yali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta.
He was the anointed cherubim.
Ne bamalayika be.
And his angels.
Bamalayika abagwa.
The fallen angels.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tugenda kubanga tusooka tukumulisizeeko mu paati eyo.
I'm going to be lighting briefly in that part for you.
Nga tukuwaako okwo kubyawandiika ebiraga emitendera egyesatu.
And to give you of scripture streaming of those three parts.
Sooka tusooke tumuliseeko mu kuno katono.
Now let's briefly light it in this one.
Ate oluvannyuma tujja kujja tukulekutule zonna tukunnyonnyole buli mutendera biki ebirimu.
And after we shall explain every part what's in it.
Naye nga ekyamazima kiri bwe
kiti. The truth is this.
Nti mu bisi za Satani ono.
In the bisi Satan.
Yalinga amanyiddwa nga Lucifer.
He was known amafuta. As Lucifer, the anointed cherubim.
Bwe yali tannaba kugwa.
Before he fell.
So twagala twogere ku kigambo ekyo.
Now we want to speak over that word.
Nti Satani bwe yali tannafuuka Satani yali biki.
Before Satan became Satan, what was he?
Then olyoka otegeere kapati akutugenda okulaba mu bisi lwaki kalimu ebyokuba nti yali Lucifer.
And you understand
yafukibwako amafuta.
The part where we're going to see why was Lucifer the anointed.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga ffe ebiseera ebisinga bwe tuba tusomako Satani.
We many times when we study of Satan.
Mukubikulirwa essuula eno ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Revelations 12.
Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Starting from verse 7.
Mpaka olw'ekkumi.
And to 10.
Bino bye tuwulira.
These are what we hear.
Kubikulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelations 12 from verse 7.
Ne waba olutalo mu ggulu. Mikayi ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo olw'omunaana ne batayiiza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olw'omwenda ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo. Bwe tuba tunuulidde ku bikulirwa essuula eno ey'ekkumi
n'ebbiri
lunyo lw'omusanvu mpaka olw'ekkumi lulaga nti Satani ne bamalayika be baagwebwa mu ggulu. Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo.
Naye ng'okusinziira ku kunnyonnyola kugamba
nti
ogusota ogw'edda amanyiddwa nga Satani era omulimba w'ensi yonna.
The devil. the accuser.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus Amen. So much. The rightful history concerning him.
This
being thrown in heaven from heaven happened in the AD. But we want to know what was he before. And remember, know what happened in the BC, what he used to do. When did he begin to be a deceiver? And things like those.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the rightful things concerning him and his names initially,
Lucifer.
He used to be called Lucifer. He was anointed.
Lucifer, the anointed cherubim.
Lucifer, ya fukiwa kama futa.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ah, geogari amanyage mukusoka.
Those were his names before.
Atana fuka sitani muwakani.
Before he became Satan, the accuser.
Awakanya katonda.
He who contends against God.
Era umurimba wensizona.
And the deceiver of the entire world.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ikiunga tunawa kubanga chivira.
Now before he came to be that,
yari nachi yari yari mukusoka.
There is something he was before. And God had created him himself. Now this takes us to see what happened in the BC.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
The
rightful thing Satan and his angels, what was upon them in the BC.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus Amen. So much.
For
we when we read Revelation 12, verses 7 to 10, we find ourselves being chased from heaven. Satan and his angels are chased from heaven. But look what was there before all this.
We
have not been able to look at them. But here it's going to be helping us. How we began to say that Satan, who was known as Lucifer, the anointed cherubim, and his fallen angel in the BC. We've gone to back to see the origin of all things.
All
things, how did Satan begin them with his fallen angels? And his rightful names, what was he? It means in this part I'm trying to bring for you. We've not yet begun to break it up. Tell you what was involved in there.
Must
explain to you that there are things concerning him backwards in the BC.
And
all the things he did. He began to be Satan and all the other things. But concerning his rightful names, they were like that. Let's read here in Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14
from verses 10.
Abona
katude ku romwenda
Isaiah 14:9 n'olujiro romwenda
Isaiah 14 from verse 9
amagombe wansi gagugumuka kululuo okukusinkana ngojja gagolokosa abafukululuo abakulu bonna abensi gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe.
Yes, he was when
you praise Jesus so much. The Holy Spirit was releasing this message in this time.
So,
things we are ahead in the prophet Isaiah. And they had begun to mark the chasing of Satan from heaven. It means even here where we are seeing, we see the end of the things Satan did in BC. But in it, they are going to be telling us his name. That he had before he fell. But this we hear of him in Isaiah 14, verses 9 to down. That's what was winding up his actions within BC. There is something which happened in the BC. He was able to come on the world and lie. And he gets back to heaven. But all these were getting winded up at the end of BC. That was before the birth of Christ on earth. Let's move on with here.
Yes,
Isaiah 14:10.
Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti, era naawe ofuuse munafu nga ffe, ofaananyizibbwa nga ffe. 11. Ekitiibwa kyo kisibbwa emagombe, n'eddoboozi ly'ennangaso, envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo. Era envunyu zikubiseeko.
Buno bwali bunnabbi obwali bumugambibwa.
This was the prophecy spoken of him.
Nga bwogerwa bumugambibwa Setaani kennyini.
And it was spoken upon Satan himself.
Nga bamugamba nti ekiseera kigenda kuba kituuka.
And he told him a time will come.
Biranga mbiri ebyo Eddie yali anaatera okutandika.
And those days Eddie was about to begin.
Kubanga tunaaba tulaba nti Eddie Setaani yakwatibwa n'asibibwa.
When we shall see in Eddie Satan was captured and bound.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
After the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus from
heaven. Naye obunabbi bwalinga ye emabega obwali bumuwoninga.
Prophecies were behind which were warning him.
Obwali bumubuulirako ebyo bye yali akola mu bisi.
Those which told him of things he did with it bisi.
Okuva ku ntandikwa y'okugwa.
Right from the beginning of his falling. Let's move on with here. Isaiah 14:12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu, gwe Lucifer, emunyenye y'enkya, omwana w'enkya.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yalinga erinnya ly'ettuufu.
His rightful name.
Ng'ayitibwa Lucifer.
He was called Lucifer.
Era ng'amanyi okwetekako emunye nga yeefuula emunyenye y'enkya.
He knew to attach himself, claimed to be the morning star.
Nga yeefuula malayika ow'omusana.
Claimed to appear as angel of light.
Era ng'amanyi okwefuulafuula nga Yesu.
And he knew to come and appear as Christ.
Asobole okulabikira abantu.
He can appear to the people.
Naye ng'amannya ge agaasooka okuva edda.
His initial rightful names.
Yalinga ayitibwa Lucifer.
He was called Lucifer.
Lucifer,
the anointed cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So nga tusooka okukubuulira ku bwebyo byennyini ebituufu bye yali okusooka.
As we first tell of the rightful things he was before.
Bwe tujja okuyita okumanya ebyamubaako mu bisi yonna.
Which we shall first know whatever happened on him in the entire bisi.
Era nti yatandika atya okugwa.
And that how did he begin to fall.
Ng'ate mu byama Katonda by'alaga ku ye.
Yet in the secret God shows about him.
Yalaga nti yali yamutonda nga yali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta.
He had created him and he was an anointed cherubim.
Era nga yali asiringa butuukirivu.
And he was sealing righteousness.
Naye byonna ebyabaawo.
But all that which happened.
N'okutandika osuula bamalayika ekimu ekyokusatu.
To throw a third of the angels.
Awamu n'okulimba omuntu okumuggya mu lusuku.
Even the sick man threw him out of the garden.
Byonna birina ensibuko yaabyo.
All those have their origin.
Gye tujja okutandika okumanya nga tumanya mu bujjuvu ebyaliwo mu bisi.
We shall begin to know as we know fullness of whatever happened in the bisi.
Setaani bw'oba tosobola mumusomera mu mitendera egyo esatu.
You can't study Satan in those three phases.
Kizibu nnyo okumumanya.
It is very hard to know him.
Kubanga waliwo obuvuyaawo.
But there is a lot of chaos there.
Obulaga yaani yatandika ddi obaawo.
Which shows who he is, when did he begin to live and exist.
Obulimba yabutandika ddi.
When did he begin to deceive and begin to speak falsehoods.
Baamutonda mulimba oba nedda.
Was he created a deceiver or not.
Kale ebiringa ebyo byonna.
Now all things like those.
Naye nga batugambye nti erinnya ly'ettuufu.
But they have told us his rightful name.
Yali alina okusooka nga tonnaba kubanga agwa.
Which he had before he fell.
Bali yali amanyiddwa nga Lucifer.
He was known as Lucifer.
Kerubi. Yafukibwako amafuta.
The anointed cherubim.
Okusinziira bye tulaba mu Ezekiel esuula eno.
What we see in Ezekiel.
Misuli ya 28.
Ezekiel 28.
N'olunyiro lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
And verses 11.
Ezekiel esuula ya 28. N'olunyiro lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Ezekiel 28 from verses 11.
Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira kabaka w'e Ttuulo, omugambe nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo, ng'ojjudde amagezi, ng'otuukiridde obulungi.
Yes, yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Oyo nno eyayitibwanga kabaka w'e Ttuulo.
He was called the king of Tyre.
Tujjukira nti Setaani mu biro ebyo byonna ebya BC.
We remember that Satan in the entire eras of BC.
Ye yali agamba nti ensi yonna yamuweebwa.
He was claiming all the world was given him. According to that we read in the Luke 4, when he told our Master Jesus when he came on the world, that he bowed down to him and gave him the entire world to reign over him, because it was given him. The reason why he's attached to be a king of the different cities, of the different places. In these days he had taken over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We sing out to Jagena Masa no kubi kunyonyora.
We shall move on to get explained to them.
But
right now we wanted to first bring for you to understand.
To start to get up what Murabi and Mitendisa.
We're going to see Satan in the three phases.
Mwebio, Satan.
In both Satan, which was spoken that Satan, who was known as Lucifer, the anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels in the BC. The part which will explain us the origin of Satan. Now that's why we try to lighten a few things from behind, that you can understand why that aspect has come in. Praise Jesus so much. He moves on in Ezekiel to explain and he says this. Ezekiel 28, verse
13.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We remember in Genesis chapter
3,
and truly Satan was in this Garden of Eden,
on
the side of Eden itself, just as we shall get on to be explained. And his big mate, he was made and he was an anointed cherubim. These cherubims were three. He is the one who fell off them, just as we're going to move on and explain all that.
Ezekiel 28,
verse 13.
Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jinja ly'omwenda omungi lyabanga lyakukubikkako. Sadio, Topazi, Nalimasi, Berulo, Sokamu, ne Yasepi, Safiro, ejjinja lya Nawandagala, ne Kabunkulo, ne Zaabu.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
Satan,
realities of Satan in the beginning. His name, he was Lucifer, the anointed cherubim. But what followed? All that is what we move on to explain to you in this first part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But what is like this? That he assumed he was the third cherubim. He began to feel a way of wanting, desiring to become God, to sit in the throne of God.
So
that's why he speaks, when God created him,
he had
even all form of glory, just as his other cherubims who remained up. Reaching when he decided to vie and desire to want to become God, and to seek of evil ways to become. Let's move on here.
Ezekiel
28, verse 13.
Emirimu ekyebitaasabyo n'ekyenderezo gyalimu ggwe gyategekebwa ku lunaku kwe watonderwa. Olw'14 wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Yali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Balina
bakuma entebe y'ekisanga buli abakerubi
n'ababiri abaasigala. And he was the third in those who watched over it. They watched over the master seat. Underneath the Ark of the Covenant.
And
under the Ark of the Covenant. That is the golden altar of God. Thus he was a cherubim who watched over that. And anointed cherubim who guarded that.
So
that's why it is spoken that you were. No more, but he was.
So it's
serious carefulness right here. That you must know Satan's rightful origin. But there are very many people who try to explain what concerns Satan. They tell us it was the darkness which had covered the deep of the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And that's where they speak in.
In
their quoting, that's what they say.
And
the darkness which had covered upon the deep of the waters is the creation of heavens and earth. And they missed things and they say, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. The ark was empty and mixed up.
Is
that because Satan had smitten and beaten it down? Satan was the darkness which covered the deep of the waters. According to those books, when you read them, they explain that. But that was creation of heavens and earth. And Satan in those days he had not yet even become Satan. The era of creating heavens and earth. Becoming, he became after creation of heavens and earth was finished. And they were finished, they had moved for a long time. The reason why the word explains us in Ezekiel 28.
It
shows that this one was the cherubim and himself had created him. And he was watching over the master seat.
As
two other cherubims who remained. That's when he began to become Satan. He became to contend against whatever God commanded them to do. And he becomes the devil. To become to deceive the angels and to deceive man in the garden. And he moved on to deceive him.
Ezekiel
28, verse
14. Watambula erui nerui wakati mayinja agomuliro.
Yes, you have been
praising Jesus so much.
Echama simachiri
kwechi. The truth is like this.
Sitani yali kerubi afukuwa kama futa.
Satan was an anointed cherubim.
Eranga bakirubi wanwa sinikani wa master katika ichi muka jaka tonda chinu.
And these cherubims are found in the central of the city of God.
Jerusalem chomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kati yali mutunda anga akuma antebe ya jisiraba aliwa sata.
They were guarding the master seat and they were three.
Abasinga baga amanti alabika yali maraika.
Most people say that perhaps he was an angel.
Na imu na istani yali maraika.
But friend, Satan wasn't an angel. He was a cherubim.
It's
the realities concerning him.
Cherubim
is not an angel. Cherubim differs from an angel. According to the appearance.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the works he prepared them to do. But they say he was a cherubim. He was anointed and who guarded.
He
walked amongst the fiery stones. Remember of one thing. What we move on to speak on this Satan. The realities in the Holy Scriptures. God was able to reveal them to me through the journey of heaven. To be able to know the realities where their origins are. many can read of Satan in their ways, yet Satan himself claims to as if he's teaching them, and his brother deceives them. When he sees the research much, yet they are not led by the Holy Spirit, and he himself gives them wrong things concerning him.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
When they told you moved among the fiery stones,
we
have to go and see the two cherubims who remain. And them to move around where the fire is, according to Ezekiel 10. And then we show you where he got from to become Satan. Though their cherubims was equal with, but the unrighteousness began right from him, and he wanted to sit in the throne of God. Let's move in Ezekiel 10 past here.
Can
you see the other two cherubims?
Ezekiel 10
from verse 1.
Awo ne tunula era laba. Mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gwa bakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe olw'okubiri. N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti, yigira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka. Wansi wa bakerubi ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati wa bakerubi.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
Tulina bakerubi babiri abasigala mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Two cherubims who remain in the city of God,
omasikati g'ekibuga kino,
in the center of the city,
Yerusalemu eky'omukulu,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Era nga mu masikati ga bakerubi
bagwana. And in the midst of these cherubims,
we wali ekyoto kya Mukama kino ekyazaabu.
That is where there is the golden altar of God,
ekifubutukamu omuliro ogw'engeri
zonna, out of which comes fire of every form.
So bw'obadde owulira mu Ezekiel sura ya 8,
and when you heard in Ezekiel 28,
baina ebagambye nti Sitaani yali atambulira mu nju y'ez'omu,
told you that
Sitaani eruyi mu muliro,
walks amongst the fiery thorns.
So wano wenyini we yali ali bakerubi bana babiri we bali.
Here is where he was, where the two cherubims are.
Ye yali wakusatu.
He was the third.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus so much.
Yari kerubi wa kusatu.
He was the third cherubim.
So
the
bakugama nti ono yari malaika.
They shouldn't tell you he was an angel.
Ira basinga musiyo na story kwa mulina agamati. Alabika, Satani yari malaika.
Most people in the world, the stories they have, they say Satan perhaps was an angel.
Yari malaika mulina.
He wasn't an angel.
Yari kerubi.
He was a cherubim.
Kerubi ba ukana ne ba malaika.
Kerubim differs from an angel.
Na but was so kura kuvinja ba malaika mbisa.
We first saw on the seven groups of angels.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
So wana wetuli mukasera kaneno.
Where we are right now.
Kuaga tu kwamba ufune biya fayo ebi ebito ne biya ruomu bisi kumandi kwa.
You get the details of whatever happened in the beast in the beginning.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na inga batu gani ki mbasa katika ba kerubi ba na wabi.
Told you in the midst of the two cherubims.
Wari uo muriro.
There is a fire.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So trick is that one way in fortune of standing we are here.
It's right in this place is where Satan was.
Today you come Ezekiel at all.
Let's get back in Ezekiel 28 and we hear. And you prove whether rightful he was here. Where there are two holy cherubims who remain.
Ezekiel 28
verse 14.
No kubera no
kubera moko kudemburungi.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Nti ono naye yali kerubi.
But this one too was a cherubim.
Yafukibwako amafuta.
Who was anointed?
Abikkako.
Who was guarding?
Yali akumya ndale ntube yeyisoyi.
Over the master city very well.
Iranga wansi waliwo sanduku ya mateka.
And it is the ark of the covenant.
Ne wansi sanduku ya mateka.
Under the ark was the golden altar of God, of which came fire, and God would be in it, the wooden God consumed as the remaining. Now when he saw all that glory, as he watched over the master city he protected, he said he was meant to sit in that, to become God.
Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali
kerubi efukibwako amafuta abikako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro.
Owulidde engeri gyeyali atambulira
awali
omuliro gw'ekyoto kya Mukama
ekyazaabukiri
mu masekati
g'abakerubimu
masekati g'ekibuga kino
Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu.
Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa.
Yamutonda
ng'atuukiridde.
Kitegeeza nti Katonda bwe yatonda eggulu n'ensi, Sitaani yali tannafuuka
Sitaani.
Ebintu byonna byali byaggwadde okutonda nga naye kennyini baamutonda
dda.
Era yamala ebbanga ng'akyali mutuukirivu. Emyaka n'egiwulirako ddala.
A couple of years.
Maasa okujjako tusobola okugibala
nkukikuwe. There we shall count them and give them to you.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Giri mu mitwalo nga kujiijo.
They are close to 10,000 of the years.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ng'atuukiridde bulungi nnyo.
It was blameless.
Era yali talina buzibu nnyo mu kiseera.
He had no problem at all in that time.
Nga naye muweereza.
But it was a servant.
So kikugwanira gwe ayagala okuweereza Katonda.
Now it requires you who wants to serve God.
Okukuuma obutuukirivu ebbanga lyonna.
Keep righteousness all the time.
Olema okubeera nga ye.
That you don't appear like him.
Olema okubeera nga Sitaani.
That you never appear like Satan.
Kubanga yamala ebbanga nga mutuukirivu.
For it took long, he was righteous.
Naye byamumenyera bwereere.
But this broke him all in vain.
Kuba talitereera kankano wadde.
For he will never settle again.
Paka mu nyanja y'omuliro.
Through the lake of fire.
Ezekiyeri essuula ya 28 n'olunyiriri n'15.
Ezekiel 28 verses 15.
Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa. Okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabikamu ggwe.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yari ng'atuukiridde bulungi.
He was blameless and righteous.
Yari asiringana butuukirivu oyo gw'olaba.
Simply even righteousness, that one you see.
Naye kati yafuuka kinaakani.
But right then he became a dragon.
Mucyotta Sitaani muwakanyi awakanya Katonda.
The devil.
Mulimba wa nsi zonna.
Accused of the entire world.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga mulaba yali kerubi.
But he was a cherubim.
Amanya yafukibwako amafuta.
He was anointed.
Era nga amannya ge yamanyibwanga nga Lucifer.
His name, he was known as Lucifer.
Naye kati erinnya eppya lyalina oluvannyuma lw'okugwa.
Right now the new name he holds after falling.
Ye Sitaani mulimba w'ensi
zonna. Satan the devil.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Kakati era naye bw'olaba ogudde ekigwo.
Now you too you will fall.
Naawe ogafuna amannya go.
You too will get new names.
Yes, he was with me. Kati ebyamazima ebiri ebikwatagana ku Sitaani.
Now the truth concerning Satan.
Omuntu bw'aba tasobola kumanya byaliwo mu BC.
If someone can never know what happened in BC.
Kizibu nnyo okunnyonnyola Sitaani.
It is very hard to explain Satan.
Kubanga bw'oba tomanyi we yatandika yabitandika atya.
Don't know when he began, he began how.
Yali biki.
What was he?
Bayibuli ekugambye era omwoyo. Kigambo kya Katonda n'akunywa n'agamba nti yali yamutonda nga yatuukirira bulungi
nnyo.
Okutuuka obutali butuukirivu
lwe
baalabika mu ye. Abasinga batera okubuuza ne bagamba.
Omuntu
ate alina kibi ayinza
atyotandika ekibi.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Nina kuwako samples katono nyo.
I'm going to give you a few samples.
Engeri ekibi gye kitandika.
How sin began.
Era n'engeri gye idea kitandika.
How it too began it.
Kyatandikira mu kwegomba bulungi nnyo.
It began in desiring.
Okulaba just entebe
ekisaka. At the mercy seat.
N'engeri gye yali alabanga ali mu muliro n'amayinja.
How he was in the fire with the precious stones with him.
Omubiri gwe gwakolebwa.
And his body was made from them.
Yena alabanga entebe yalina okugituulanga.
And he saw he was qualified to sit in that seat.
Kati Katonda okuvanga mu gulirio okusatu n'atuula mu ntebe y'ekisa.
Come from the third heaven seat in the mercy seat.
Zinno okuba.
I am the one meant to be within it.
Nga bwe yeegamba.
That is what he told himself.
Naye ng'ate ne bakerubi banne ababiri weebali.
Even these two other cherubims were there.
Nga benkana naye bulungi nnyo era nga bafaanagana bulungi
nnyo. They equal to him and they appeared the same.
Naye ng'ate ayinza kwebuuza ate kati nze bikiri bwe byendowooza.
That's what is this I'm thinking. You know, you, when you begin to get corrupted, you're going to be, can't see yourself. You know, it's called the father of sin, for he began with things.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
He began like that.
And
for some of you, how it began.
Not
began to bring out this all in its fullness. According to James chapter 1, verse 13. We're going to begin to get explained how
it happened.
Others say that perhaps God tempted Satan because he put good things around wherever he was. The city surrounds the central. It's a beautiful city indeed.
When he
looks at the master seat when the Lord has come in his city, and he looks at the Ark of the Covenant, and he looks at the golden altar, and he sees the way it stands in the fire not being consumed by it. And he says, me too. He can be God. Most people say perhaps God tempted him over things he did. Now, how can his fellow cherubims never tempt them?
Truth
is, God can never tempt anyone. It was his test to keep the glory of God and his.
Now
the things we shall see ahead, we began even to campaign to throw angels.
James chapter 1
verse 13.
Omuntu yenna bwakemebwanga tayogeranga nti Katonda yankema.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much. Who began to tempt Satan? And the father said that one is the father of sin.
It
began from himself, he birthed it. For no one goes and declares God is tempted to them. When another creates his good things, now they have tempted you, you are going to steal them.
Tell
if you created the good things, you tempted me. James 1 verse 13.
Omuntu yenna bwakemebwanga tayogeranga nti Katonda yankema. Kubanga Katonda takema na bubi. Era ye yennyini takema muntu yenna.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard very clear? God never tempts with evil.
And
he never tempts any person.
So Nestan Katuratiamukem.
Even Satan, God never tempted him at all. God never tempts any person.
And he
can't tempt you with evil.
James chapter 1,
verses
14.
Have you heard what happened? Satan began desiring the throne of God. When we shall explain how that grew in his heart, he
moved
to tell himself that he too is God. And he begins it in himself. He began to desire. He saw the city is his.
The
golden altar of God, he saw himself in it and he claimed it. When he saw the Ark of the Covenant, he said, be protected and watching over it. When he looked at the master seat, he says, that's mine, I'm meant to sit in it. If I finish that one, I'll move on to the one up there. That is all you're going to be seeing.
Or
to hear in those which happened.
Which
we know Satan was known as Lucifer, the anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels in the BC.
Kali kapacha kukakulizo nyole vitu vingi kama ulidenta andipa nenyanjula Yakobo.
But explain you many things as we've had its beginning and the introduction of it.
Mwamada yuwa na Yakobo.
When you finish here in James.
Sule ni soko nyole kumineta.
James 1:15.
Yakobo sule soko nyole kumineta.
James 1:15.
Okwego mboko. Nekulioka kuba olubuto. Nekuzara okuonona.
Ulide chari.
You hear what happened?
Itani adandi kilisambora.
Satan began slow.
Yari kerubi omutu akirivu.
He was a holy cherubim.
Atonda kuyeto ndira.
Whom God created.
Na adandi kilisyo kweko.
And he began to desire.
Na yego mbeni tu ya katora.
And he desired the things of God.
Ndebe yege
yo. His throne.
Ekibuga kya Katonda kyonna nga akyeko
nga of God desired it.
Kyokka nga yali waddembe okubanga akibeera kubanga Katonda akizimbira bamwagala.
He was free to be in it for God built it for those who love him.
Nga yawulira ayagala bwannannyini.
But he felt he wanted ownership over it.
Kakati gwe atali ntandikwa ya bintu oyinza otya okutwala obwannannyini bwabyo.
It's not the beginning of things, how can you take ownership of them?
Nawe bakutonze butonze ne bakuteekawo.
You two were just created put in place.
Oshingana ne byonna ebiwo nga bitondeddwa.
Mind of things there when they have been created.
So bwatu bwe yatandika okwegombako.
That's how he began his desire.
N'abeera olubuto lw'ekibi.
And he got a conception of evil.
Yesenga lwaki gwe tubadde tuwulira mu Ezekiel 28.
The reason when we heard in Ezekiel 28.
Agambye nti yali atuukiridde mu makubo ge.
He said he was blameless in all his ways.
Kutuuka obutali butuukirivu olwalabika mu ye.
Wickedness was discovered in him.
Kitaani ono yali kerubi nga atuukiridde mulungi.
He said that was a cherubim who was blameless.
Aka we yatandika mu ye.
Till he began within him.
Amakubo ag'obukuusa.
The ways of hypocrisy.
Na yeegomba nga ayagala kufuuka Katonda.
And he desired he wanted to become God.
James 1:15.
Okwegomba
okwo ne kulyoka kuba olubuto ne kuzaala okwonoona. N'okwonoona okwo bwe kumala okukula ne kuzaala okufa.
Kakati okwonoona gye kwagenda kukula.
Now when sin went on maturing.
Manyi Katonda bwe yalaba nga sitaani yatandise eby'okwonoona.
You know when God saw Satan began the sinning.
N'agenda agamba omuntu mu lusuku.
And he told man in the garden.
Tino bw'onaakwata ku muti gulito lirema kufa.
When you will touch of that tree you will surely die.
Kubanga yali alabye eyazadde ekibinga gyali.
He had seen the one who had birthed the seed here was there.
Kerubi nga agudde.
And the cherubim had failed.
Lucifer.
Era
kwe tumanyi nga ye Satani.
They will know as Satan.
Mulimba w'ensi zonna.
The deceiver of their world.
Kati ebiragiro byaliwo kerubi alina kweyisa ate era linakolanga.
Now commands were there how a cherubim should carry out himself.
Naye kisinga okwewunyisa.
But what surprises most.
Ebyo ebiragiro byasooka okumenya n'atandika okwonoona.
The commands they first broke to sin.
Era bwe yali alimba abasinga babuuza yatandikira ku baani okulimba malayika
began to deceive he began from the angels who
oba muntu
or he began from a human being
naye ng'ekyamazima tunatula yatandikirako okulimba yatandikira ku bamalayika
but the truth he began from the angels
era tubulaba nga Jezebeli
and that's why you see Jezebel
ajiba nyina w'abeezi
is called the mother of adulterers
y'omu ku bamalayika abatuuka okugwa
so he's one of the first fallen angels.
So kulimba kwatandikira mu bamalayika.
Now deceiving began right from the angels.
Agendo sikula agenda okusinkana omuntu mu lusuku amulimbe.
As he moved to go meet man in the garden to deceive him.
Ngeno yali sedda akavuyo
kwatandikira. He really left chaos that began in the city.
Mu kibuga kya Katonda.
In the city of God.
Yes, he was willing.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ebyo bijja tubulira bulungi nnyo.
Those will tell us very clear.
Satani eyamanyibwa nga Lucifer.
Satan who was known as Lucifer.
Kerubi yali yafukibwako amafuta.
The cherubim who was anointed.
Ne bamalayika baabagwa mu BC.
And these fallen angels in BC.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, nga lwaki omuntu bagenda okumugamba.
It's the reason when they told man.
Mu lusuku nga Satani amaze mu kyakali.
In the garden after Satan messed him up.
N'amugamba olutalo tuluguddo wakati w'ezzadde lyo.
Told them we wait enmity between your offsprings.
N'ezzadde lya Satani.
And the offsprings of Satan.
Yali afuna n'ezzadde eno wate
mu malayika abaabo. He had gotten offsprings in the fallen angels.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tujja kuba tukubuulira bingi nnyo.
We shall be telling you many things.
Naye nga mu bufunze tukuwadde kasamale k'ebyo bya BC.
Brief giving a summary of things in BC.
Kati katulaba ate ebina bye tunaaba tulaba mu AD.
Now let's see what we cover on in the AD.
Satani mu AD agobibwa mu ggulu.
Satan in AD is just from heaven.
Katundu akokubiika tujja okutunuulira.
The second portion we shall be looking at.
Satani
Satan is chased from heaven in Eti. He gives authority to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him. And right now she governs the works of Satan. If you don't handle this criteria as well, you will reach a time to wonder who is deceiving who. They say Satan was bound. Now who is deceiving the world?
Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus so much. But according to the truth, the
process
of the imprisonment of Satan began.
It
immediately began in the BC. And when we entered the AD,
his
being bound happened. But he gave authority to Jezebel, authority, the throne, and the power.
And
right now, she moves on governed works of Satan.
So it holds
us these three parts if you break them out very well.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. We want to see of prophecies which happened in BC, which spoke of Satan, how he will be chased from heaven. Those days was able to come on the world and go back to heaven. Now the commands began to tell him,
this
time you are to be chased, even you will be bound.
Yes, he was going
to praise Jesus so much. Now it will help us to understand well.
Yes, he was going to
praise Jesus so much. Like we read in James chapter
1,
verses 6 to 10, that in the eras of BC, chaos we shall see he moved on doing, that he had access to come on the world and go back to heaven. But prophecies were released of him being bound, to chase him from heaven and to bind him. Let's read Job and we hear.
Job chapter 1,
verse 6.
Job chapter 1, verse 6.
Job chapter 1, verse 6.
Awulunaku lwalirumu abana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama ne Setaani ne najjira mu bo.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. We've understood all along that the sons of God gather in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. According to Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23, when the word welcomes you, it says, we welcome you in the city of God, in the Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
And
when you read in Job chapter
1
from verse 6, when the sons of God gathered in the center of the city of God, even Satan took him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. When he came, they asked him these questions.
Job chapter 1,
verse 7.
Mukama nagamba Satani nti ovawa. Awo Satani nadda Mukama nayogera nti nva kuddingana mu nsi okutambula tambula omwo eruyi n'eruyi.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Those are the seasons Satan left to the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven. Because we shall know when he said this was chased from being a cherubim, and he remained hanging in the city of God, and he deceived the many angels. In that time he was able to come down in the rim below, and he comes on the planet Earth, and he moves upon it. That's when they asked him, have you seen my servant Job? Now he came on the world and went back to heaven in the city of of God, Jerusalem of heaven. But
he
did that a long time. With the fallen angels did things like those. That's why in the Genesis 6, fallen angels left heaven and came on the world to begin to corrupt human beings. When they saw floods to happen, they ran back to heaven. Now prophecies were to be released, which chases them from heaven in the imprisonment of Satan. Even some of those angels. But when he realized it, he began to prepare who is to take over authority. That's why this prophecy began in Ezekiel 28. We are still the beast that was meant to be chased from heaven. Job chapter 1, verses 8.
Mukama nagamba Satani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu, kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi.
Yes, we have good.
Praise Jesus. Let's go in Ezekiel 28.
You
see prophecies of chasing him from heaven, which were released in BC, which involved him being bound. We begin from verse 1.
Ezekiel 28
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira we Tuulo nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Nti kubanga omutima gwo ogulumizibwa, n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja.
He had begun to act this stubborn to the sixth
day. There
he was already chased from being a cherubim. He deceived a number of angels.
He
chased man from the garden. Time had passed a long time.
The era
of Ezekiel is a time which is ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus
for
man. But the Holy Spirit brought this prophecy as the word of God is.
They
move on, explain, say them what exactly he became. Right from being a cherubim who was anointed, what did he think of sitting in the throne of God?
And
what caused him to be chased from heaven? Let's move on here.
Ezekiel 28,
verses 2.
Noyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja. Era naye oli muntu buntu, so si Katonda. Newankubadde nga wasimba omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda.
You hear what he did?
They
told him when he was still a cherubim.
Yatandika okulowoosa mu mutima gwe ng'agusimba nti Katonda.
In his heart, planting it as God.
Awulira ye Katonda.
He felt he is God.
Era bye bimbi yatuyingiza mu lusuku ayita mu Adamu.
Things he entered us in the garden through Adam.
We yatugamba nti tunaalya ku muti tugenda kubanga Katonda.
Told us when we eat of the tree we shall be like God.
Naye ajjukira bintu bye yali yabisimba dda mu mutima.
Remember, these are his things he had planted already in his heart. Of giving up on God.
Ezekiel 28
verse 3.
Laba, olina amagezi okusinga Danieli. Tewali kyama kyebayinza okukukweka. Olwokuna, weefunira obugagga olw'amagezi go n'okutegeerako, n'ofuna ezaabu ne ffeeza mu by'obugagga byo. Olwokutaano, oyongedde obugagga bwo olw'amagezi go amangi n'olw'okusuubulako, n'omutima gwo ogulumizibwa olw'obugagga bwo. Olwomukaaga, Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, kubanga osimbye omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda. Nsanvu. Laba, kyendiva nkuleetako bannaggwanga ab'entiisa ab'omu mawanga. Kale balisowola ebitala byabwe okulwanyisa obulungi bw'amagezi go, era balyonoona okumasaamasa kwo. Olw'omunaana, balikussa mu bunnya, era olifa ng'abo bwe bafa abatirwa mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Baamuwulira obunnabbi buno.
They told him this prophecy.
Ne bamugamba kaakati.
They told him right now.
Ebbanga lyonna omutima ogulemeza mu ntebe y'obwakatonda.
Oh, no, you set your heart on the throne of God.
Yali yagwa.
He had fallen long time. He chased him from being a Kelvin.
N'asigala ng'atawanya bamalayika mu kibuga kino Yerusalemu eky'omuguru.
Angels in Jerusalem city of heaven.
BC yonna.
In the entire BC.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era bw'atyo bwe yajja nga ne ku nsi.
That's how he came even on the world.
N'ayongera okutabangula ensi.
And he moved on mess of the world.
Kankano ng'afunye ekibinja kya malayika abaago.
Right now he's gotten a group of fallen angels.
Ekiseera ekyo.
In that time.
Yakolanga nabo nga naleero
bw'olaba. He worked with them just as you see even today.
Okulimba ensi.
To deceive this world. Prophecies come, they say you're going to cast in the bottomless pit.
Yes, and you're right to come in. Can you look at
the reason we told you the second aspect?
Satan
in Eddy, he was bound.
And
he gave the authority to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him.
Right.
Now she leads the group of fallen angels who remain. Fulfill the entire works of Satan.
So
many ask who is deceiving the world this time. Those who say we had Satan who was bound. Who right now is doing his works of deceiving the world?
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so
much.
Help slighted in these three ways. Break each and explain one by one.
You
can understand the three levels we have to see these issues.
According
to what we had in Isaiah 14:9,
the
promises of putting him in hell moved on to be spoken. When God spoke in Ezekiel concerning putting Satan in the bottomless pit, he already spoken it in Isaiah. Isaiah
14:9.
Isaiah 14:9.
Amagombe wansi gagugumuka ku lulwo okusinkana ng'ojja. Gagolokosa abafu ku lulwo. Abakulu bonna ab'ensi. Gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omwe mutukuvu yayongera okubanga aleeta obunabbi
obwo. The Holy Spirit moved on to bring that prophecy.
Jukira ebyatubuulibwanga eno ku nsi.
Remember what was told us of the world.
Era ne bamalayika baabifunanga.
Even the angels took out of them.
N'amanya nti mutuufu waliyo okusibibwa
nno. And they know that truly there is going to be a binding.
Aye ngira takiriza ayagala kufuuka Katonda.
He accept wanted to become God.
Urunna alina ba malaika kimu kya kusa
na kusi. Now he has a part of the fallen angels.
Yali amaze okula bitanga asu.
Those he had made fall already.
Ati ngagenda maso okula bitanga ayongera okuli.
Now he moved on to try to move on sin. Deceiving.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So moving on now.
Now in all this.
Waga do kongera okumudisizambi.
We wanted to move with like prophecy of just came from heaven.
No,
and casting him in the pits of hell. It always was being released.
Before
the era of Eddie began.
Because
after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Let's move on here. Isaiah 14:10.
Abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era naawe ofuse munafu ngaffe ofaananyizibbwa ngaffe olw'ekkumi n'olumu ekitiibwa kyo kissibbwa emagombe eddoboozi ly'ennanga zo envunyu zaaliriddwa wansi wo.
Njogera twategeerako nti yali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta.
Remember we understood he was an anointed cherubim.
Era nga yalina ebitaasa n'ebivuga eby'engeri zonna mu ye.
Tabulans, harps, and different musical instruments.
Bino nno kaakano ge mafuta gaatera okukozesa okusuula abayimbi bonna.
This right now is the anointing he uses to beat down all the musicians.
Naye bwe baali bamugoba mu bwakabaka obw'omuguru.
When they were chasing him from the kingdom of heaven.
Ng'obunnabbi bwe bwajja bulambika.
As prophecies came on speaking that.
Baalambika nti balina okumusa.
He marked it that it was meant to be cast in the bottomless pit.
So, BC yonaye atambula babubongera okumulabula n'okumuwa obunnabbi
obwo. The entire beast moved on when they moved on to show him that prophecy.
Wabula ku ntandikwa ya Eddie,
but in the beginning of Eddie, he was captured.
Era yagwebwa mu ggulu.
It was just from heaven. And they threw him in the pits of hell. I told you, gave authority to Jezebel.
And
right now she's governing the works of deceiving the world. Let's move on. We hear in Isaiah. Isaiah 14 verse 11.
Ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe, n'eddoboozi ly'ennangazo, envunyu zaaliriddwa wansiwo, era envunyu zikubiseeko. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lusifa, emmunyeenye y'enkya, omwana w'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka.
Mbamusuula okuva mu bwakabaka
bw'omu
kibuga Yerusalemu
ekyomu. To reach the bottomless pit. Those who have prophecies, they lived all along. Let's move on. We hear Isaiah 14 verse 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lucifer, emmunyeenye y'enkya, omwana w'enkya, ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga. 13. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti, ndirinnya mu ggulu, ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda, era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina, ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiika obwa kkono. 14. Ndirinnya okusinga ebire we bikoma, ndifaanana oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Owulira ebirowoozo byo, okwonoona kwe gye kwava. Waagala kutuula mu ntebe ne mu yakitaffe yali
waggulu,
nga tasoose kwegomba entebe y'ekisa yokka gye
baagomba,
gye baali bakuuma, wabula yagamba n'eyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu n'eya waggulu
w'eggulu
zonna nja kuzituulamu. Ne bamugamba kakati eyo byonna
by'oyogedde,
zino zaabeeranga kampeyini ze yazikolanga eri bamalayika be yasuula, ng'abakuba enjiri.
Spread the gospel to them.
It's
gospel which is false. And it shows them the glory is added to.
So,
but prophecies moved on to show him. But in a short time, you'll be chased from heaven and you'll cast in the bottomless pit. But in the beginning of BC, Jesus Christ is born. As the winding up of peace was ending and the AD was beginning, they command all of them in heaven to worship the Son. When the Lord Jesus was on the world, Satan and his fallen angels, they refused. And that is where he began to be chased from heaven. According
to
how we look into Hebrews 1, when he brings the firstborn on the world, he commands all his angels in heaven to worship him.
Hebrews 1
from verse 6.
Ayogera nti, era bamalayika ba Katonda bonna bamusinzenga.
Yes, we were you.
Praise Jesus so much.
The
firstborn Jesus, when he reached the world, and the command was released in heaven that whoever wants to be saved, let them worship the one on the world.
That
they can be sanctified with the blood of Jesus. Now Satan and his fallen angels, they say, we're not going to believe that. We are going to fight at this time. It's the battle we see in Revelation, which was waged before the Lord Jesus left this world. After that he had realized it, that when he was on the world, our Father released the command, all angels to be separated and bow to Jesus. We are not be chased from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why our Lord Jesus said, When he was about to say farewell from this world, he told them the ruler of the world is coming. If you read well of that word,
John 14, verse
30.
Sikyayogera nnyo nate nammwe, kubanga afuga ensi ajja, naye tandiiko kigambo. Naye ensi etegeere nga njagala Kitange, era Kitange bwe yandagira bwe ntyo bwe nkola.
Yesu yabazibwa
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Nga bwe tusoose okulaba Ebulaani Yesu
lw'esooka mu mukaaga. Hebrews 1 says,
when they
explain, when the first born was on this world, they command all angels in heaven worship him.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
But
what surprises those who refuse, totally refuse.
When
we look at Jesus, the first born, when he was on the world, as it's explained in John 14, right?
30 to 31,
he said the ruler of this world Satan was being chased from heaven coming on the world. Praise Jesus so much. Lord Jesus ascended, went back to heaven to take a sacrifice, cleanse things of heaven. Satan was able to be chased from there and his fallen angel. That's why Bible says in Hebrews 9, verse 23, and it shows even copies of things in heaven.
He
needed the blood of Jesus to be sanctified.
So, entire
army of holy angels who accepted be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Jesus was lifted to get back to the kingdom of heaven. Satan and his fallen angels were just from there.
But we someyo kotubulire.
Let's read there and we hear.
Ebulania mwenda abiri musatu.
Hebrews 9:23.
Ebulania isule yo mwenda. Nuri nyirwa abiri musatu.
Hebrews 9:23.
Kale bifana ebyo byo mugulu. Kyabigwanira okunazibwa nebyo. Naye ebyo mugulu byenyini. Okunazibwa ne saddaka ezisinga ezo.
Yesu yabazibwa nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abo mugulu.
People in heaven, and all things in heaven,
they
be washed with the blood of Jesus. Just as we treated this blood on the world. When he moves on, explain, he says, Hebrews 9, verses 24.
Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono, ekyafaanana ng'ekyo ekyamazima. Naye mugulu mwenyini okulabika kakano maso ga Katonda kulwaffe.
Yesu
yabazibwa. Praise Jesus so much.
Kama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yatwala sadaka ekitwala ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu.
Took the sacrifice, took it at the golden altar of God.
Ekiri mugulu.
Which is in heaven.
Omase kati ga bakerubi.
In the midst of the cherubim.
Mu kibuga kya Katonda.
In the city of God.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ekiragiro kiki kye twawulidde mu Ebulaani esula esooka.
The command we had in Hebrews 1.
Onyolo omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Nga
when God brought the Lord Jesus on the world, the beginning of
Eddie,
which was the ending of BC,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. He commanded all angels in heaven to worship him,
that he
can be cleansed with the blood of Jesus. But like we told you in John 14, 30 to 31, when Jesus was on the world, he showed us Satan and his fallen angels have refused.
The
ruler of this world is coming. Has no hold upon me.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why we look at that the Lord Jesus, after he died and raised up, what is known as the
Eddie.
Eddie is after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. was lifted, taken to the kingdom of heaven. What Bible explained by the Holy Spirit?
Hebrews
9:23
and 24.
No piece of peace in heaven, neither the blood of Jesus will be cleansed. Our Lord Jesus, that's why when he took the sacrifice, he entered the holy place of the world, which was his synagogue in Israel, where
there
are put images of peace in heaven,
where
we are cherubims, the altar and
things like that.
What Jesus did, he raised up and headed the kingdom of heaven, and he took there the blood of life on the golden altar of God. When he reached offering this sacrifice,
the
angels who had obeyed him, when he was still on the world,
Michael
and the entire group of holy angels, as all groups of holy angels have seen them, and they were empowered with power of salvation, and they began to chase Satan and his angels from heaven. And they explained that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They moved on before Christ went back to heaven, as they preached the gospel of salvation and the blood of Jesus. But the fallen angels and Satan, they were always contending against that. Now in that time, that's why this battle was waged and war happened there. Revelation 12 and verse 7. Revelation
12:7. So ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu olw'omwenda. Ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa, omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Olw'okuba nti Mukama waffe Yesu yali amaze kuwala omusayi ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu.
The Lord Jesus had taken the blood on the golden altar of God,
kibuga kya Katonda kino,
in this city of God,
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Bamalayika baafuna amaanyi olw'omusayi gwa
Yesu. He has got power by the blood of Jesus. And
they
were able to be given weapons to be able to chase Satan together with his fallen angels. Fulfill prophecies that spoke upon him in BC, which we first read of up there. But the explaining of the Holy Spirit in this book of Revelation,
these
angels to overcome by the blood of the Lamb,
and just when
they witnessed of the word of God. Let's move on. We hear Revelation
12:9. Kakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga lupa baganda baffe yasuulibwa abalopa maaso ga Katonda, abalopa maaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro. 11. Nabo baamuwangula olw'omusaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga n'olw'ekigambo eky'okutegeeza kwabwe, ne batayagala bulamu bwabwe okutuusa okufa.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much.
Bamalayika na baba tukufu,
those the all angels,
bawa omusayi gwa Yesu,
overcame by the blood of Jesus,
n'olw'ekigambo eky'obujulizi,
by the word of their testimony.
Enjiri yali mu kibuga kino Yerusalemu
eky'obujulizi, city Jerusalem of heaven,
bannanga omulokozi ajja,
collects the sons,
mwemenye,
repent.
Olwo Mukama waffe yali ali mu nsi kuno.
Now the Lord was on this world.
Azaalidwa mu ekyo kitumanyi nga BC.
He had been born in the BC.
Kubanga
Beast means before birth of Christ on earth.
AD
means after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Jesus wasn't born in AD, he was born in the beast. Before they had realized him. As they realized it when AD had begun. Death and resurrection, that's when they realized it's the one who came.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
So now you have come up for Jesus, we are still one of them.
Jesus was lifted back to the heavens. The sacrifice of the blood of life. The holy angels, when they get in such
time.
As people give themselves to the Lord Jesus,
these
of copies of heaven needed the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus to be sanctified. But Satan and his angels, they refused.
So Baba go
they chased them from the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was going to
praise Jesus so much. But like we told you, as Satan was chased from heaven, he was captured and bound. Some of the angels he fell with. In the midst before he was in prison, he changed the authority, gave it to Jezebel. The authority and the throne and the power. That's why when he was chased from heaven in Revelation 20 verses 1 and 2 they captured him and bound him, and as the prophecies were showing, let's read
on
here Revelation 20 verses
1
Revelation 20 from verse 1
Nedeba malaika gaka ukuva muguru ngalina ekisimuzo ky'obunya obutakoma n'olukigero olunene mu mukono gwe olwokubiri n'akwata ogusota omusota ogw'edda ye mulyolyomi era Setaani n'agusibira emyaka 10
mu kiseera ekyo Setaani nga bamugobye muggulu
and his angels. You see this angel of the bottomless pit. The little flies from heaven. Follows the dragon where he had been cast the ring below. And they captured it, put it in the bottomless pit. Imprisoned it with the chains there. For 1,000 mystical years. Right now we are in 2,000 years. And 17. The 2,000 years, they are not the mystery. They are 1,000 years. They are in the mystery. That mystery, we shall speak it as we explain in the full. For when he speaks in 2 Peter, chapter 3,
verses
8 to 10,
he
says 1,000 years they are like one day before God. One day is like 1,000 years. The calculation is the midst there. 2,000 plus years, they are what will move on that will be set loose. In the short time, we will be taken for judgment. In 2,000 plus years.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Oh,
1,000 years are in the mystery. But we can reveal that mystery.
Oh,
we are the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And reveal all the secrets of the kingdom of God and those of the kingdom of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, at this time,
they
have shown us when he was just from heaven. Prophecy, they kept speaking of him in BC. At that time, they came to pass on him. And he wasn't found alone. Even Jude 1:6, they show some of fallen angels are bound with him. Let's read there and we hear. Jude 1:6.
Neba malaika abataako mabukulu bwabwe bo, naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini, abakuumira mu njegere ez'ennaku zonna, wansi w'ekizikiza, olw'omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sitaani ne bamalayika baabaagwa.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Babakuba muggulu.
They are chased from heaven.
Baamusiba.
He was bound in the bottomless pit.
N'abamuku abo bamalayika abaagwa.
Some of those fallen angels.
Na Yesu bonna.
But not all of them.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Obulanga bwe nakugambye.
But like I told you.
Nti mu kaseera ke bamugoberamu muggulu.
The time is chased from heaven.
Yali akimanyi nti obunnabbi balina okwagamba balina omukwata bamusibe.
Few prophecies that marked there to capture and bind him.
Ensonga lwaki mu kitabo ky'okuyokiga mu kitabo ky'okubikkulira.
The reason why the book of Revelation.
Ebuli egamba nti okumugobebwako yakimanya nti alina akaseera katono.
Bible says when he was just new he had a short time.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So kye yakola kyali kimu.
Now what he did was one.
Okukola transfers over.
To make transfers of authority.
Wanga yakimanya nga alina okukwatibwa babusibe.
For he knew he had to be captured and bound.
Obuyinza n'abuwa Jezebeli.
And he gave authority to Jezebel.
Kasooka tulabye ku kaseera ako ke yalowoozaako akaali akatono ddala.
Of that brief moment he thought of.
Era yakalekamu ani okulabika ng'akaddukanya.
Who did he leave it into to govern it?
Tuzzeeyo ku katono mukulu kwa 12.
Briefly gone by Revelation 12.
Omulo 12.
Kubikulwa essuula ey'ekumi n'ebiri n'olunyiriro kumi na bbiri.
Revelation 12 from verse 12.
Kale musanyuke, eggulu n'abatuulamu, zisanze ensi n'ennyanja, kubanga omulyolyomi asse gye muli ng'alina obusungu bungi, ng'amanyi ng'alina akaseera katono.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekibuga kya Katonda.
The city of God.
Yerusalemu ky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ne bamalayika abatukuvu.
And the holy angels.
N'abatukuvu abakirimu.
And the saints within it.
Entandikwa ya AD yabakola bulungi.
The beginning of AD did good to them.
Baasigala babasanyuse.
They remained rejoicing.
Kubanga agamusanyuke gwe eggulu n'abatuulamu.
They rejoiced heavens and all sitting in it.
Naye zisanze ensi n'abagituulamu.
War unto the world and those who live in it.
Kubanga omulyolyomi asenga amanyi alina akaseera katono.
For the devil has come and knows he has a short time.
Akaseera ako yali akamanyiko kubanga obunabbi bwalinga bufuluma abuwulira.
Time he knew of it for prophecies were released as he had them.
Naye nga yeemagaza nga alowooza nti ajja kusobola okuwangula.
He claimed he will be able to overcome.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So naye nga mu kaseera kano bwe yamanya nti akalina katono okusuulibwa ku wano ku nsi yalina opapa awo okulabika nga ataakyusa
obuyinza
okubanga amukwasa Jezebeli atudde ku nsolo. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo. Setaani yamanyiddwa ng'omusota ogw'edda ogulina emitwe gyagwo kkumi, emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kkumi,
heads and the 10 horns.
Wabula kati ate n'ensolo naye erina emitwe musanvu.
Right now this beast too has 7 heads.
N'amayembe kkumi.
And the 10 horns.
Tetugenda kubigenda nnyo munda nnyo.
We are not going to go into them.
Naye ka tulabe transfers z'obuyinza.
But let's see transfers of authority.
Yes, yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulabe ku transfers z'obuyinza
buno. Let's see transfers of his authority.
Tusooke tuddeko katono wano tulabe ku okubikulirwa essuula eno ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Let's look Revelation 12.
Olunyo olw'okusatu.
Verse 3.
Kubikulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Revelation 12 verse 3.
Ne walabika akabonero akalala mu ggulu, era laba, ogusota ogumyufu ogunene, ogulina emitwe omusanvu n'amayembe kkumi, ne ku mitwe gyago engule musanvu. Olw'okuna. N'omukira gwagwo ne guwola ekitundu ekyokusatu eky'emmunyeenye ez'omu ggulu ne guzisuula ku nsi, ogusota ne guyimirira mu maaso g'omukazi eyali agenda okuzaala, bw'alizaala gulyoke gumirire ddala omwana we.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bano babadde bakulaga ekikula kya Setaani oluvannyuma lw'okuva mu bwakerubi.
The appearing of Satan after he shifted from being a cherubim.
Omusota ogw'edda.
The old serpent.
Oba gwe tuyita great red dragon.
Oh, the old serpent.
Yes, he was
praise
been,
Jesus so much. The red dragon. And it has 7 heads. And the 10 horns. Where their crowns upon them.
He
threw a third of the angels.
Which shall realize
there are 33.3 trillion fallen angels.
Yes, he was been,
praise Jesus been, so much. But in the time of being bound.
Basibako trillion 16
trillion fallen angels.
n'obutuntundu obugwamu awo,
and 16 point something trillion.
So abalala,
now the rest remains.
Obuyinza n'abukwasa Jezebeli okubakulembera,
and Satan gave authority to Jezebel to lead them.
Era nga ye atandika kugamba ensolo eno gye tugenda okulaba Jezebeli kwatudde,
beast we are to see where Jezebel sits,
okubanga efaananira ddala ng'omusota guno Satani,
it appears like this dragon the Satan,
okubanga erina emitwe musanvu,
that holds the 7 heads,
n'amayembe musanvu,
and the 10 horns,
kufaananira ddala ng'enkola za Sitaani zennyini,
to appear like the ways of Satan himself,
okubeera ne sisitimu etudde obulungi ya Sitaani,
the perfected system of Satan itself.
Jezebeli asobole okuddukanya emirimu gya Sitaani gyennyini.
Govern the works of Satan himself.
Katugende mu kubikwa 13 onyolusoka.
Let's go Revelation 13 verse 1.
Kubikula essuula ey'13 n'olunyolusoka.
Revelation 13 verse 1.
Ne guyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja. Nenda byasolo ng'eva mu nnyanja erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. Let's read it.
Kubikula 13 olusoka.
Revelation 13 verse 1.
Ne guyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja. Nenda byensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja. Erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvuzi.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
And was ready in solid.
I think you've seen this beast.
We found that the new kusota
Satan appears just like the dragon Satan himself.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Ina amayembe 10.
And it has the 10 horns.
Nemitwe 10.
And the 7 heads.
Nemitwe 7.
And the 7 heads.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Na ye baba tunyonyora.
But as they explained to us in the verse 2,
obuyinza bonna bonna omusoto ogw'edda Sitaani bwe yali alina,
the authority the olden serpent Satan which he had,
yabukola transfer nabwabo ensolo eno,
he transferred it, gave it to the beast,
n'atuddeko ye Jezebeli,
and the one seated on it is Jezebel.
Katusoma olire.
Let's read and we hear.
Kubikula essuula ey'13 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Revelation 13 verse 2.
N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwakiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Ensolo eno etuddeko Jezebeli,
the beast on which Jezebel sits,
bubeera bwakabaka bwa Sitaani,
the kingdom of Satan,
bubeera mwoyo gwa Sitaani,
the spirit of Satan,
naye nga avuga sisitimu eno yonna,
but he governs the entire system,
Jezebeli.
Jezebel.
Naye ng'obuyinza bwonna,
but all the authority,
entebe,
the throne,
n'amaanyi,
and the power,
Sitaani yabikwasa kati Jezebeli.
Satan gave it to Jezebel.
Era temwebuuza ani alinda ensi.
Don't ask who is deceiving the world.
Oluvannyuma lw'okusibwa kwa Sitaani,
after imprisonment of Satan,
munnange Jezebeli yaddukanya ensonga zonna.
Jezebel is governing all his agenda.
Malayika yasooka okugwa ne yeegatta ku Sitaani.
First fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
Olaba ng'ayitibwa nnyina w'abenzi.
That's why she is called the mother of all adulterers.
Mu bwenzi obw'okuva Katonda,
the adultery of forsaking God,
okugobeeranga Sitaani,
to follow Satan,
n'obwenzi obw'omubiri muno,
the physical adultery,
kyava ayitibwa nnyina w'obwabenzi,
which is called the mother of adultery.
Nga bwe tunaakuwa details ezimukwata,
we shall give you details concerning her.
Bingi ebyokusoma,
there are many things to be studied all,
naye kirungi ndi kati mu summary eno osobola okufuna ku musana ogw'okumodisi,
but the good thing in the summary you can get light lightened for you.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Bwetutunuulira mu kubikkulirwa 17,
we look at Revelation 17.
Atudde ku nsolo y'ono,
the one seated on the beast is this one,
Jezebeli.
Jezebel.
Katulabe kubikkulirwa 17 n'olw'okuna.
Let's see Revelation 17 verse 4.
Kubikkulirwa essuula ey'17 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelation 17 verses 4.
Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu, era ng'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omwendo omungi ne luulu.
Atandika olw'okusatu okutegeera obulungi.
Akubikula essuula 17 olunyi lwakusatu.
Revelation 17 verse 3.
N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvuzi, ng'erina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10.
Ensolo ye yennyini,
that is the exact beast,
erina emitwe 10, emitwe 7,
the 7 heads,
n'amayembe kumi,
and the ten horns.
Yes, Jezebel.
Praise Jesus so much. The one seated on it is Jezebel.
Let's
move on here. What concerns her? She has a cup which is holding all the evil acts of Satan. The evil plans of Satan.
If
you give someone your agenda to carry it on, plan, give them to carry it on.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 17 verses 4.
Omukazi ngayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu era n'ayonkebwa n'essaabu n'amayinja ag'omwenda omungi ne luulu ng'alina mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi ey'obwensi bwe.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekikompe ekyo kyakutte.
The cup that she holds,
sikikopo kino ekyabuli,
is not a physical cup.
Wabula eno agenda.
But this one is the agenda.
Kugamba pulaani ya Sitaani yenkwe zonna.
The plan of Satan of all his schemes.
Bajimukwasa mutongole.
Gave it to her officially.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuba n'amaanyi.
After holding the power,
n'entebe,
and the throne,
n'obuyinza,
and the authority,
Sitaani yabimukwasa.
And Satan gave them to her.
N'amukwasa ne pulaani yaabwe.
Gave to her even their agenda.
Ebyemizizo byonna ebiwakanya Katonda.
All the abominations which are against God.
N'obubi bwonna.
And every filthy.
Ebyokwongera okuviira ddala Katonda.
Of things of totally talking people of God.
Okukyakalanya amawanga gonna.
Mess up all the nations.
Naye ng'erinnya lino balikozesa nnyo.
But this name is used so much.
Katulabe olunyi olwokutaano.
Let's see verse 5.
Kubikula essula ya 17 n'olunyi olwokutaano.
Revelation 17 verse 5.
Ne ku kyenyi kye erinnya eriwandiikiddwa nti ekyama. Babuloni ekinene. Nina wabensi era w'emizizo gy'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kaakati ono Jezebeli.
Now this one Jezebel.
Tumanyi nga ensolo zino bwe zaali zitandika okulabika kwafugira.
When this beast began to appear where she reigns by.
Omwoyo guno ogulabikira mu ngeri y'ensolo.
This spirit which appears in form of beast.
Gwatandika n'ekibuga ekyo ekimanyiddwa nga Babylon.
It began with the city known as Babylon.
Nabukadneza kye yalinga ddukanya.
When Nebuchadnezzar was reigning over.
Gwatandikira ddala okulaga ebintu by'engeri omwoyo guno eno version empya w'enajja.
The spirit began to show its passion to reign from there.
Okuva mu dragon okusota ogwedda.
Right from dragon the olden serpent.
Okutuusa okujja mu nsolo.
To shift to coming into the beast.
Abagezaako okubuzaabuza enkola zaabwe.
They tried to confuse their ways.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So baatandika programu zino zikola.
Now they began to do this program.
Ez'okutuusa obuyinza.
Of changing the authority.
Ku mulembe gw'obwakabaka wa Babylon.
In the era of the kingdom of the Babylons.
Wa Nebuchadnezzar.
That of Nebuchadnezzar.
Baatandika programming engeri gye banaakyusaamu obuyinza.
They began to program how they will change authority.
Kubanga obunabbi baali babadde obufuna emabega obulaga nti Sitaani bajja mumusiba.
They have already gotten prophecies which showed behind that Satan will be bound.
Amanyiddwa ng'omusota ogwedda.
The one known as the olden dragon.
Ogulina amayembe kumi.
That which has the ten horns.
Emitwe musanvu.
And the seven heads.
Ne bakola version.
And they made a new version.
Ey'okuleeta engeri y'ensolo nga si musota.
The likeness of the beast which is not a serpent.
Jezebeli mwana afugira.
Where Jezebel will reign.
Naye ng'obuyinza bwennyini obw'omusota bwennyini obwa Sitaani.
Same authority of the serpent Satan.
Ng'ensolo eyo bw'etambulira.
That beast moves by that authority.
Moyo gwa Sitaani ogutambulira.
Of Satan moves by it.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ebibimu ku byama mu bufunze.
Those are some of the secrets briefly.
Naye nga bw'osoma mu kubikwa 18.
But when you read Revelation 18.
Bakulaga fallen angels abaasigalawo nga bangi ddala.
They show you fallen angels who remain at their very many.
Baagobebwa mu ggulu.
Those who are chased from heaven.
Era nga ku nsi kuno baagifuula cave ya mizimu.
From this world they made it a cave of demons.
N'ennyonyi embi.
And the evil birds.
Kubanga bo bennyini bye mizimu.
They themselves are the demons.
Katusomeko mu kubikwa 18.
Let's read Revelations 18.
Olinnya olusooka.
From verses 1.
Kubikula essula ya 18 n'olinnya olusooka.
Revelations 18 from verse 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina obuyinza bungi n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. Olinnya olw'okubiri. N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, kigudde, kigudde, Babuloni ekinene, ekifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni n'ekkomera lya buli nnyonyi mbi ekyayibwa.
Yes, you was
with praise me so much.
So in Sibuit we are Fananako.
Now thus the world appeared like that.
Abamalaika abagu abatasibwa.
The fallen angels were not bound.
The
demons of this world. The fallen angels.
Those
known as the funny men.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
But Dukanis work upon Jezebel.
Right now they are governed by Jezebel. And they still use bases which Satan used in the BC. Are in the kingdom of the stars in the principalities
under
the ocean. Like Ezekiel 27 explains.
All those,
we
have
to give them to you in the full ahead of them. But we want to explain it another way. We shall see Satan and his fallen angels right from the city of
God,
Jerusalem of heaven.
The
other side where we shall see them after the 1,000 years,
Satan
is deceived to deceive Gog and Magog in the second coming of the Lord Jesus. After this time, which moved for some time, which in secret mystery, 1,000 years, Satan will be set free from hell in the bottomless pit.
And
will deceive the world for some time. Then Jesus will come. Let's read Revelation 20. Verse
7.
Revelation 20, verse 7.
Awo, emyaka ekyo olukumi bwe giriggwa, Satani n'alyoka asumululwa mu kkomera lye.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus so much. The bottomless pit,
kkomera lya Katonda,
it is the prison of God,
yeena.
Hell.
Iranga kando Satani yasibiddwa.
Right now, Satan is imprisoned there. Some of his fallen angels, even the evil, are imprisoned right now there. But in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will be released in that moment.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. People say ever since Christ went, 1,000 years finished and passed. But those years are in a mystery. Till that mystery is revealed to you.
He
speaks of that mystery, 2 Peter chapter
3,
verses 8, and he speaks of it like this. Let me speak brief of these 1,000 years.
He has
revealed brief of its mystery.
2
Peter 3, verse 8.
Naye kino kimu temukyerabiranga.
Tetukyerabira kino.
We shouldn't forget this.
Abaagalwa. Ngeri mukama waffe olunaku lumu lulinga emyaka olukumi.
Nti eri mukama waffe
that to the Lord.
Olunaku lumu lulinga emyaka olukumi.
One year is like a thousand. One day is like 1,000 years.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
It means the
1,000 years are in the mystery. They are not direct as you would have counted them. Those years are to the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. That's why he's called
in
the mystery.
Don't
forget this, it's a mystical thing. That unto the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years.
2
Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
Naye kino temukyerabiranga abaagalwa. Ng'eri Mukama waffe olunaku olumu, nti olunaku olumu lulinga emyaka olukumi. N'emyaka olukumi.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
Unto
the Lord.
Mystical
things, for the Lord is the one going to come back, not us.
That yes, there is a miaka
retain these 1,000 years in
the
told you the sacred mystical thing behind
1,000 years.
He said that one day is like 1,000 years.
Under
1,000 years, like one day. Now you join. You get 2,000 years. Remember, after 2,000 years, down in the chapter we've read,
he
says, adding more time as one.
It's
all in that verse. Let's read down
there.
Even what he adds in is right down
there. Second Peter 3:14. Kale abaagalwa, kubanga musuubira ebyo, mufubenga okusangibwa mu mirembe nga temulina bbala newankubadde omusango mu maaso ge. 15. Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi.
Nti abadde akugumikirizawo bugumikiriza
bwaegeze
emyaka akugumikiriza gwagwenaye akyakugumikiriza
bugumi
ali mu budde bwe. Myaka olukumi olunaku olumu liri emyaka emyaka olukumi olunaku
olumu
nakuwa nti kirina kuba myaka 12 nezigwamu zayongeramu zise Yesu
yebazibwekibalo
kyangu tujja kubibala byonna mu linnya lya
Yesulugendo
lwakitabo kyakujjukiza mulembe mupya
gulina
okumanya Katonda
okujjuddeekitiibwa
kye
kyava
ayogera ng'akunyonyola ku bbangiro
lyayongeddemuera
mulowooze nga okugumikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagala Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yawandiika 16. Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala.
Kaakati abalala bagwako bigwe ne babinyoola.
Ne bagamba naye emyaka
10 gibajja
kugwako.
Tuli mu 10,000. Kati kiki ekiriwo? Lwaki tebamuta? Simanyi bamukuteera oba
omwagala.
Jezebeli yali wakula emyaka onoonye yonoonye
wenna.
Ensi yonna gitabutetabutire bamalayika
abaabwe. Ali
bakuteere
sitaani.
Yagamba ebbanga liri yali
ewaze.
Emyaka emituufu yagibala nti girina kuba 12 ekyama ky'emyaka. Kyemyaka olukumi.
Rightfully as they counted, they have to be 2,000, the mystery of 1,000 years.
Naye ne yegamba awo alina okugumikiriza
mukomutoli
ababe alindamu abantu.
At that point he will await for his.
Naye nalyo lunaaba olwo nga tuzireese byawandiikibwa ebbanga emyaka eyo gyenkana ki.
Break in scriptures those years are equal to what?
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus. Naye
nga ekyama kyetukwagadde osobole okitegeera.
We wanted you to get to understand the other secret.
Sitaani bayinza kumusumulula ddi.
That when he said that about to be released.
Kubanga ekyama kigambye nti emyaka olukumi bwe girigwako.
For the scriptures say after 1,000 years.
Naye nga jjukira nagyo giri mu kyama.
Remember they too are in the mystery.
Nga bw'oyongedde okibikulirwako.
Who don't be revealed of it.
Ndi wakati w'emyaka 12 n'okwongerwako.
N'ensusuubezibwako. Last years which will be added in there.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Ingeze
nnaku ziri eri Mukama waffe.
But those days are unto the Lord.
Taludde kuleeta nkomerero.
Not sluggish to bring the end.
Naye abadde agumiikiriza.
But has been patiently waiting.
Atayagala n'omukufu
abeewazikiriza. Doesn't any one of us want to get destroyed?
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atuddemu ku bikulibwa tulabe ebbanga eno.
Get back to Revelation, look at that time.
Ku bikulisiro ya 20 n'olugiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelation 20:7.
Awo emyaka egyo olukumi bwe giriggwa, Setaani n'alyoka asumululwa mu kkomera lye. 8. Era aligenda okulimba amawanga ag'omu nsonda ennya ez'ensi, Googi ne Magoogi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mu kaseera ako,
in that time,
agenda okukunga abali mu Googi ne Magoogi.
He's going to mobilize all those in Googi and Magoogi.
Gogi is
the planet, the earth where we are.
In a
couple of places.
Of darkness.
There is the world of darkness, of ignorance.
Ate Magog wabweru w'ensi.
Magog is outside planet Earth.
Kuzi planet endala ni bwakabaka w'omunye.
On the other planets and the kingdom of the stars.
Asubira okuba kuŋŋaanya ku lunaku olwo.
Expect to mobilize them on that day.
Abasubira okulwanisa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Expect to fight the Lord Jesus.
Ng'azze omulundi ogw'okubiri.
When he has come back the second time.
Kubanga mu kubikulirwa esula ekumi n'omukaaga.
In Revelation 16.
Jezebel ne bamalayika abaagwa.
Jezebel and the fallen angels.
Babadde bagezaako okukunganya amagye.
They have been trying to gather armies.
N'okwetegekera ebyokulwanisa.
And to prepare weapons for themselves.
Okulwanisa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Fight the Lord Jesus.
So ebyo byonna tujja kwongera obimanya.
All those shall move to know of them.
Naye nga tebijja twala kiseera kinene nnyo.
But will not take some good time.
Mangu ago tulabe ku musango.
Immediately we see of judgment.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so
much.
Let's move on. Revelations we hear.
Kubikulwa esula eyabiri n'oluyirwa nana.
Revelations 20 verses 8.
Era aligenda okulimba amawanga ag'omunsonde nyezi ensi, Gogi ne Magogi, okubakuŋŋaanya ku lutalo omwendo gwabwe. Ng'omusenyi gw'ennyanja.
Asubira Satani mu kaseera ako.
Satan in a time he expects.
Bonna okukunga baabadde nabo mu geyena.
To mobilize all he has been with in hell.
Abana abazze ku lusene manyiddwa nga Gogi.
Would have come on the world known as Gog.
N'aba basaza ba malayika abaago bakulemberamu Jezebeli.
And it is the fallen angels led by Jezebeli.
Obwakabaka obw'emmunye.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Basobole okulwanisa Yesu atudde ku mulyango w'eggulu.
They will be able to fight Jesus who sits on the door of heaven.
Olunaku olw'okudda.
On the day of his coming.
Olw'olekera omusango.
To judgment.
Kubikulesula eyabiri n'oluyirwa mwenda.
Revelation 20 verses 9.
Nebalinya ku bugazi bw'ensi nebagizingiza olusiisira olw'abatukuvu n'ekibuga. N'ekibuga ekyagalwa.
Yesu yibazibwe nnyo.
Nti
baagala kwagala okufubutuka wano.
They want to stretch from this planet.
Abaamuka kwagala kuddayo mu kibuga Yerusalemu eky'omugunje w'abagoba.
Up to Jerusalem of heaven where they chased them.
Naye nga kizibu nnyo ekyo.
But it is very hard.
Era ebyo byetwasoma ku Gogi ne Magogi ebibaawo.
We started on Gog and Magog, what will happen?
Omunyeenye okugwa.
The stars be falling.
Enjuba nga ewanda omuliro guli.
Pouring fire out of itself. The angels of warfare. And all the weapons.
Right.
Until they bring him on judgment in the city of God.
To
be cast in the lake of fire. And the fallen angels. Even the evil were waiting to fall in hell all these seasons. Let's finish here. Revelations 20 verse 9.
Nebalinya ku bugazi bw'ensi nebagizingiza olusiisira olw'abatukuvu n'ekibuga ekitukuvu. Omuliro ne gukka okuva mu ggulu.
This one is the angel of fire.
It's
the sixth group of the angels. They will come out in the door of heaven and they will pour fire upon them.
They are
going to shake the sun, the moon, and the stars to fall down
until
they have brought them for judgment. Revelation 20 verse 10.
N'omuli olyomi eyalimbanga n'asuulibwa mu nnyanja ey'omuliro n'ekibiriiti. Era omuli ensolo n'ennabbi w'obulimba. Era banaabonyaabonyezebwanga emisana n'ekiro emirembe n'emirembe. 11. N'endaba entebe ey'obwakabaka ennene enkyeru.
Entebe y'ekiseeyo gye tulengera.
That's the master seat we
hold. Kati g'abakerubi.
Midst of the cherubim.
Kibuga kya Katonda.
In the city of God.
Kubikulwa 2:11.
Revelations 20:11.
N'endaba entebe y'obwakabaka ennene enkyeru. N'oyo eyali agituddeko. Eggulu n'ensi ne bidduka mu maaso ge.
Kino ekitundu ekya wansi mu kaseera.
This room below in that time.
Wekijja okuviirako.
It will pass away and get off.
Nga twolekedde omusango.
As we head to judgment. Satan, the wicked, and the evil, and they are brought to be judged, will be cast in the lake of fire. It begins at the golden altar of God, which is in the midst of the cherubims. Those are the three parts and ways in which we shall see Satan and his fallen angels. The first way we have told you all,
Satan, Lucifer.
So Satan was known as Lucifer. He whom was an anointed cherubim.
His
fallen angels in BC.
That's
part we have to see and we have to see. Now the second way, Satan in the beginning of Eddy is just from heaven, is cast in the lake of fire. He gives authority to Jezebel, the first fallen angel, to fall and join on him.
But
right now she's governing the works of Satan.
Then,
and the third way or part,
after
the 1,000 years which are missed for,
Satan
is released from hell, the prison.
He
sees those within Gog and Magog. Until judgment will happen,
he
is cast in the lake of fire and all the evil people. Those are the three ways you can discover what concerns Satan and his fallen
angels.
But we first briefly given them to you. God bless you. Thank you for coming.